For the millions of refugees who live in refugee camps, earning a living and providing for their families continues to be a challenge. But in the refugee camps along the Turkish-Syrian border, the UN's Industrial Development Organization, UNIDO, has started a project which aims to make the women refugees self-reliant. UNIDO's Uzge Dursan told me the program trains women in textile production, giving them the skills required to work in modern clothing factories.
We set up almost little factories. We collaborated with the Union of Textile Exporters of Turkey. And in each three camps, we have set up 40 machines each. Our project is a unique one. And also, it's very, very strictly technical vocational training. So we didn't try to give them an ability to sew or knit or do anything, but more focused on making them factory workers once they finish the training. We managed to reach the most vulnerable people in the camps. They have children to look after. They have older relatives to look after. Some of them got married while they were in the course. But we designed the hours so that they could go back home, for example, when their children comes from school.
Turkey hosts more than 250,000 refugees. Most of the women in these camps have lost their husbands or fathers, making them the sole breadwinners for their families. Gazvi Mamur, a Syrian refugee at one of the camps, explains how the textile production training has become a ray of hope in her life.
When my husband died, I felt like everything stopped and all the doors had closed in my faith. There was no hope. When this training started, I realized that I could provide if I learned something. My family life would go on and not stop.
UNIDO's Uzge Dursan also believes the training has had a positive impact on the lives of the women, giving them a sense of accomplishment.
Almost all of them come from very traumatized backgrounds. It makes them maybe forget this trauma at least while they're in the class. It makes them understand or see that there is a possibility of another kind of life. Our training was tough. If they couldn't reach certain tasks in a certain time, for example, changing the needle in 10 seconds, if they can't do it, they have to repeat it until they are able to do it. And if they cannot do it at all, they have to leave. So it was very strict. So whoever finished had a great sense of accomplishment.
The training takes place for about 2 months, after which the women receive certificates from the Ministry of Education in Turkey. Textile workers like Sali Azak feel such training is important in order to get a job, as the industry prefers well-trained staff.
If we can't find qualified workers, our production drops and our business suffers. If we have to train the workers, then it costs us time and resources.
At present, according to Uzge Dursan, about 500 women have training certificates and are eager to work. Some have left the camps to get jobs in bigger cities. But for those still looking, they can practice their new skills making clothing for children and sometimes even host a fashion show inside the camp that for now they call home. Priyanka Shankar, United Nations.